This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But we found out just a little while ago, and the Giants have now made an announcement. Here's a ground ball to second. Estrada throws out Pete Crow Armstrong, the all-time greatest Giant. Number 24, Willie Mays, has passed away today at the age of 93. And right as we get ready to head to his hometown and honor the great Willie Mays, we have to say goodbye.
That was Dave Fleming on the KNBR Giants broadcast just a couple of days ago, as we're all well aware. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris, Crisello. And, of course, Tony Gwynn Jr., 48 hours or so ago, we all found out the news. That's how Dave Fleming had to pass it along to Giants fans. Very poignant to listen to him have to make it through. He barely could speak the words. And, yeah. Tony, it's... you know, it's been a couple of days, but, you know, this is not the passing of a legend. This is a passing of something even more than that. You know, Willie Mays, just the there's specialness in just the very name, Willie Mays. It brings a spark to everybody, and nothing says baseball like Willie Mays and his passing. I'm sure the Padres will, you know, make mention of it before the game tonight as they get back home.
Yeah, there was a picture kind of going around of Martin Luther King meeting Willie Mays, looked like for the first time. And you talked about, you just finished saying how he was more than like a legend, right? And you could see that in Martin Luther King's face as he's meeting him for the first time was one of like, wow, that's Willie Mays right there, you know?
Imagine Martin Luther King thinking that about anyone.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, that just kind of, you know, speaks to the way, I mean, listen, Dave Fleming is far removed from Willie Mays' time of playing.
Right.
But you see the, still the emotion that he had in trying to deliver the news that Willie Mays has passed away. And I think you see it in so many different generations. Again, this is another, you know, why Willie Mays is different. I mean, that touched, obviously, the remaining players that are still around from his generation, the generation after. So you're talking like the Ozzie Smiths, the Eddie Murrays of the world, the generation after that. So now you're talking the Barry Bonds, the King Griffeys, then the generation after that. You're talking the CC Sabathias, you're talking, you know, guys who played in my era, and the generation after that, the guys who are playing now. Look how long that stretches.
Yeah.
In terms of how many generations of baseball players he's touched. And so obviously, this is a void that can't be replaced.
Yeah, very well said, Tony. I mean, it's been 50 years since Willie Mays suited up and played in a big league ballgame. 1973, the World Series, and he was a shell of himself playing for the New York Mets. And, you know, that's a memory that a lot of people have, unfortunately, because it was color television and, you know, people got a chance to see. But that wasn't Willie Mays. That was just the very tail end of it. I mean, his career started in 1951. And, you know, everything that he accomplished has been gone over and over. I'm curious, did you ever get a chance to, I mean, I never got a chance to be in a room with Willie Mays. I don't know, did you, Tony, or did your dad?
Yes.
I imagine your dad did.
I got to be in the same room as Willie Mays a couple times. I know my dad did.
Yeah.
And, you know, now they can have many more conversations together. But, yeah, no, I think, you know, it's one of those things that, I mean, I think we all knew, you know, Willie was getting older. But it just never feels like that day's ever going to come. And then when it comes, I mean, when I heard the news, like, instant sadness came across my, you know, my chest.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that's how all of baseball is feeling right now.
You know, Tony, you were the one several years ago that opened my eyes to this way of thinking. And what I'm talking about is, I believe for the better part of my life, most people felt that Babe Ruth was the greatest baseball player of all time. He hit, he pitched, he was the very sport, the very nature of the sport. But I think your way of explaining to all of us that Babe Ruth did not play in an integrated league, and it's something that needs to be, you know, worked into the equation. You know, black players were not allowed to play baseball when Babe Ruth played. Now, when Willie Mays came in, the sport had just been integrated a few years earlier. And I think now that we all take everything into account, it seems like the torch has passed to a certain extent. I don't know anybody who really doesn't go out and say that they believe Willie Mays is the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
He's a five-tool player. The only reason Willie Mays is a five-tool player is because they don't have six tools. Right? I mean, if there was something else about a baseball player, he had it. You know, whether it was instinctual ability to, you know, to run the bases the way he did, the way he was able to get a break on the ball. He didn't have any analytics to line him up in center field when a batter came up. He just knew instinctually where to be, and if he wasn't in the right spot, he ran the ball down anywhere, anyway. You know, so it's really difficult for us to couch, you know, exactly how great he was. There's not enough footage of him, unfortunately, for us to see. But I think he goes down now as the greatest ever, Tony.
Oh, and by the way, my man missed a whole year and some change, almost 2 years,
right,
for the war. Just imagine what his numbers would have looked like at that point, you know, if he had had the opportunity to keep going. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, in terms of being, you know, considered the greatest player, I mean, his is a valid, you know, as you said, the game was integrated. You know, Jackie Robinson came in what, 47? Seven.
And Willie came in 51, was his rookie year. So
I mean, just look at the MVPs after the game is integrated. I mean, there's many guys, and a lot of people who were around that time or saw Willie play said that he should have won far more than the two that he won.
Right. The Giants really weren't all that great during that era, and that's what kept him from winning quite a few more. I want to ask you one more thing, Tony, on the Willie Mays subject, because it came up in our roundtable. I think it's interesting because we talk about players then versus players today. And Willie Mays was, I don't know, maybe 5'10", 5'11", 175, 180 pounds. Hmm. He wasn't
Aaron Judge stature?
No. I mean, he wasn't a hulking figure by any stretch. You know, was he as athletic as some of these guys? Did he have the video capabilities of your dad or the players what they use today? And so people say, could Willie Mays, you know, played well today? Could he have hit a 100-mile-per-hour fastball? I don't know. You might be able to say some of the guys, but I think Willie would have found a way.
You know, it's kind of a lame argument to me in some ways, and here's why. If Willie Mays, as we know him, grew up in the same time frame, he would have had all of the luxuries that the players now have, right? He would have, you know, been exposed to the velocity a lot earlier. Like, if you just took him, like, if we, like, went back in time and I snatched Willie Mays out of the 50s, and he had never, encountered any of this stuff, and I'm about to drop him in.
I can't believe you're doing that to Tony.
And I'm about
Quinn
to drop him into right now. Yeah, I mean, it might be a little bit different. But if he grew up same athlete, same size in today's day and age.
Yeah.
Of course he would have been able to, I think. I don't think this is I don't think it's much of a question. Now, you know, obviously they didn't have the luxuries that we have now, right? I mean, if you would have gave Willie Mays a full-on training facility like the ones we have now, I have zero doubt.
A full year to do it?
Yeah, I have zero. No, not even given to, like, if he'd have just grown up around that time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
in this era. No doubt that he would have been the same Willie Mays. No doubt.
Yeah, I agree, Tony. Well, tonight the Padres play their first home game since the passing of the legendary Willie Mays. I know the Giants aren't in town. It's the Brewers, but I fully expect that.
I mean, the Giants are in Willie Mays' hometown, Rickwood Field,
right.
Tonight.
Yes, they're playing that game in
are.
St. Louis, which
is wild.
Kind of dedicated to the whole Willie Mays thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the timing of that is... It's hard to imagine.
It's really
honestly.
Hard to imagine.
It's going to be a lot of emotion there, but I think there'll even be some emotion out at Petco Park. I believe that the Padres are going to certainly make mention of it, and I know one person will be standing up applauding, and that'll be me, and probably just about everybody else.
So I take it you're coming to the game today.
I'm coming to the game today. Yes.
Right.
So I will see you guys later tonight.
Look,
yeah. Well,
this
is an important homestand. I got to get out there.
Oh, it's an important homestand. Chris says.
That's right. All right, more Gwynn and Chris coming up as we work our way towards Sam Levitt's pregame show and also our roundtable, which precedes that at about 4:30 this afternoon on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.